Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Strap in here on 100 Yards of Football. Today's NFL draft is going to be analyzed by the former NFL scout. He's been with Eric Mangini. He's been with the greats, Parcells and all. Daniel Kelly is here on the line this morning. He's here to pick it apart with Vincent Turner. And today they go in on a quarterback who is also one of the, he's had a season of the 2021 that was one for the ages, where he shattered the UVA program with records for single season total offense, passing yards, passing touchdowns, and completions. And given his incredible output on last season, this next gentleman, he set himself up to take over several of the UVA all-time career passing and total offense records as he returns for a third season to Virginia's starting quarterback. The Southpaw, Brennan Armstrong, is up next with Daniel Kelly and Vincent Turner on 100 Yards of Football.
If you like the video today, please come in and share. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. One more time. If you like the video today, please come in and share. We'll surely appreciate it. Thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning. Thank you for the outstanding introduction. The best voice in the world, Mr. Bob Bass. And now, let me bring my guest up as we break down Brennan Armstrong, quarterback at the University of Virginia. Over the last year, he's been a part of this platform, so I don't have to say no more. In my opinion, it's just only me, he's the best at doing this at a high level when you're talking about scouting players going into these drafts. He's taught me a lot of just how to scout the player, the little nuances about watching what a player does, and I've been very enjoyable listening to him. Very talented. Coming to us live out of Key West, Florida. Out of Minnesota. My man, Mr. Daniel Kelly. How you doing this morning, DK?
Hey, I'm doing really well, Mr. Turner. Thank you. And yeah, the 612, land of 10,000 frozen lakes up in Minnesota where I'm originally from. And I decided to unthaw those lakes and go to an ocean instead in the 305, which is where I'm coming to you all from today.
Okay, big man, let's talk about the young man from the University of Virginia. What you love about him and what you don't.
Absolutely. Let's look at him. You can see him on your screen then. Brennan Armstrong, the southpaw, as Mr. Bass talked about. We don't see a lot of left-handers for quarterbacks, but here there's one on your screen. He has got good size at 6'2", 212 pounds, and he put up some nice statistics in 2021, 326 out of 500 attempts, 65.2% completion ratio, 4,449 yards. Again, let's learn to really look at the average per pass, 8.9 yards per completion, 31 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. You know, a couple things pop out at me when I look at his stats. Number one, I like how he went from 2020 to 2021 and improved on his completion ratio from 58.6% in 2020 up to 65.2% in 2021. Also, I liked how he increased his average per completion from 7.9 yards in 2020 up to 8.9 yards in 2021. What does that mean? Well, it means he showed improvement from 2020 to 2021, which by itself is encouraging. But also it shows that he became more aggressive pushing the ball downfield with a longer completion average and also at the same time increasing his efficiency with his completion ratio, which are very good signs about this quarterback. He's gotten some play in the NFL draft community in the first round as far as the mock community is concerned. 24/7 Sports had mocked him number 26 overall in the first round. Bleacher Report had him going 31st overall, and Cleveland.com had him going number 32 overall. Listen, I'm not going to mince words about Brendan Armstrong. I'm going to take a nail to a hammer right off the bat, and I'm going to say I'm going to go ahead and put him on my first round big board myself as my QB4 behind CJ Stroud, Spencer Rattler, Tanner McKee. Yes, Brendan Armstrong, I feel, can sneak into the bottom of the first round. You want to talk about first impressions? Wow. Against Illinois, this young man put on a clinic against Illinois. NFL comps, comparables. I think this guy's the southpaw version of Stan Humphries or Rich Gannon. Those are the names that popped into my mind as I watched him throw and watched him move around. A dual threat gunslinger, has some mobility. He was able to run a little bit, picked up 251 yards last year on 98 carries. Let's unpack him. Let's unpack Brendan Armstrong, quarterback Virginia. Of course, starting with the positives. The important thing about this is, and this is something that really no draft analysts in America really talk about, is the rhythm and the tempo a quarterback brings to an offense. A quarterback is much like a drummer in a band, okay? And Armstrong brings a very smooth and consistent upbeat tempo and feel to the Virginia offense. The offense feels very fluid with him at the helm. That's very, very important. Start looking for that. How does an offense react? How does it flow? How does it feel when you're watching a quarterback play for his team? With Armstrong, it's good. Good ball handling. He moves around the pocket, handles the ball well. They do a lot of trick plays. They do a lot of different 2-3 touches on a play at Virginia. He does very well initiating that. He's poised. He shows he's capable of going through his progressions. I see him swing his head with a swivel, looking around downfield, seeing that he shows what he knows, what he's looking at on defenses, which is important. He can slide around, as I talked about, a little bit of touchdown with the mobility. He has the ability to roll out and throw. And I love, okay, get out your yellow highlighter and highlight this, okay? I love how downfield-minded Brendan Armstrong is. That is a term in scouting that I have coined. He is very downfield-minded. What does that mean? He's focused on pushing the ball aggressively downfield. He's always looking to push the ball downfield. Very downfield-minded. He has a good arm, okay? This is something where I saw him zip it into some tight coverages, back there, and he shows he has a very decisive delivery. That's very important. He's somebody that shows that he knows, knows where to go with the football, which is important as well. He excels at all three route levels. All three route levels being short, intermediate, in deep. I love how much he excels at the intermediate to deep level of the field. Listen, guys, This guy makes plays down the field at the intermediate and deep levels. This guy is not like a lot of these little, you know, these little five-yard dump passes like a lot of these college quarterbacks. This guy is looking to push it aggressively downfield, and I love that about Brennan Armstrong. He's very, very aggressive deep. He's got a gunslinger mentality. He can make all the throws. And something, too, I love about Brennan Armstrong is he has very good ball placement downfield. Again, I'm not talking about accuracy in terms of completion percentage. I'm talking about putting the ball where it needs to be for receivers to run through the catch and yak yards after the catch. This guy knows how to place the ball. Very important. I talked about this a couple of years ago when Mac Jones came out of Alabama. Now Mac Jones has the second best ball placement in the NFL, according to Pro Football Reference and their advanced metrics, looking at ball placement. And this is a very important stat that gets overlooked in the scouting world. As where does he put the football? Just like Tanner McKee, this guy's a notch below that slightly, but he can put the ball in pretty good location most of the time, allowing his receivers to pick up again yards after the catch. He can finesse it. Yes, he can put some hot sauce and mustard on the ball and throw it with some velocity, but he also can back it off and throw it with some finesse and some touch as well on some of the shorter passes. He kept fighting back. I like that too against North Carolina, even though they got destroyed. He kept fighting back. He never gave up all the way to the final whistle. Now, what are some of the things that I don't like about Brennan Armstrong? Because as I learned in the book, Secrets of NFL Scout from Tony Rizzano, the book that taught me to scout, the old scouting director from the 49ers, there are no 10s. Okay, so there's obviously some negatives too with Brennan Armstrong. I think the biggest challenge, guys, that he's going to have is he holds the ball too long at times, which was clearly evidenced by the 31 sacks he took in 2021. On that same note, taking too many sacks, I don't like that. I don't like, and this is the thing that a lot of college quarterbacks do, so it's not just exclusive to Armstrong, but he takes too many sacks. He needs to learn how to throw the ball away and not take these kind of losses for his offense. He has a tendency to deliver the ball high, on the high side, up high, or overthrow when he is inaccurate. He needs to work on that. And like with most gunslingers, if not all of them, he can make some risky throws every now and again, which of course is confirmed by the 10 interceptions. A couple weren't his fault. They bounced off the receiver. They went off a receiver's hands, but he's got to clean that up as well. Summary, Brennan Armstrong, if I'm sitting in the NFL war room talking to general managers and owners, this guy's a late first round player. I feel he can sneak into the late first round. This would be an excellent pick by a very good football team, which you know makes the conference championship games, makes the Super Bowl, pick 28-32. This would be a great young quarterback to bring in, plug in at that number two spot. As Joe Gibbs taught me, I learned growing up, is the quarterback, the backup quarterback is the second most important person on your football team. Again, there are no 10s, but I love how aggressively downfield-minded he is. He's one of the better deep ball passers I've seen in college football over the last few seasons. I like his ball placement where he puts the ball to give the receivers the best chance for the yak-a-yak. I like the mobility, the arm, the touch. This guy is a quarterback who wants to get the ball downfield. In 2022, I'll be looking for the trend to kind of change in with him a little bit. I want to see even more of an increase in the completion percentage and the average downfield. And I'll be looking again for that interception ratio to decrease, as well as him being able to get rid of the ball and not take as many sacks. But a very interesting and intriguing prospect. Mr. Turner, your thoughts on Brennan Armstrong, quarterback, Virginia.
Boy, I like the young man. When I think about Mr. Armstrong, and you know how I always think, I think of like the Andy Griffin Show, little Opie Ron Howard. And then I think about, look at all the great left-hand quarterbacks that's played college football. Steve Young, BYU. Frankie Albert, 1940 Stanford. Michael Vick, Virginia Tech. Bobby Douglas, Kansas, Scott Mitchell, Utah, Tim Tebow, Florida, Boomer Esiason, Maryland, Kennedy Snake Stable in 1966, Alabama. David Green here, locally, University of Georgia down here. Chris Sims, Texas, father played with the Giants Field. Terry Baker, Oregon State in the 60s. Kellen Moore, Boise State. David Hume in Nebraska. Paul McDonald, USC. Mark Brunell in Washington. They was all very good college quarterbacks. But Mr. Armstrong, what he did last year, and you know how I love it. I like that production. Look at his career. His time in Virginia, he got better each year. Then he put up, as you said, 4,400 yards, 31 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. But think about this. The reason that he's going to probably send the first round, he's got a new coach in town, Tony Elliott, the OC from Clemson. Can we put Deshaun Watson on his resume? Trevor Lawrence, both first rounders. And then the most nice thing about Mr. Brendan Armstrong, he's got all his receivers coming back. And all of them had production last year. And all of them are rated high going in the first two rounds. Keon Thompson, Billy Kemp, Devontae Wicks, firepower. I love the young man. I think his skill set is really off the change. I'm going to tell you, I go by how you play in certain football games. Go back last year when he went head-to-head with Kenny Pickett. He had 487, three touchdowns. You mentioned the loss against North Carolina. He had 554, four touchdowns. In the loss to BYU, he had 337. That's the game I seen him play in because it was a late Saturday night game that was on ESPN. Even though they lost that game 66-49 to BYU, Virginia did, it was no question he was the best player on the field. And then against Louisville, 34-33, he had 487. He had some major games last year. Now coming back with the ability to play under a better offensive coach in Tony Elliott that's coming over from Clemson, that's one thing about Virginia coming up into this season. They're going to be must-see TV if you want to see a team that's going to score points. But what I love about Maul, he's got the overall accuracy. When he comes from under the center, he knows where you want to go with the football. And you can look at the numbers again. You can look at the QB rating, 105.1. You can look at the average yards per completion, 8.8 yards a pop. To me, he might be the best left-hand quarterback that's ever played college football. I'm dead serious about that. And the reason that he probably is not going to get put up in that list that I just mentioned, because he's playing football at Virginia. That's only had really two good quarterbacks, if you go back to their history, Matt Schaub and Sean Moore. And him coming out at this time, compared to their career, there's no question about it, he's probably a better quarterback. I can see why you got him rated at the end of the first round, Mr. Daniel Kelly. This young man can play football. Look at that red hair. Little Opie, Andy Griffin, Ron Howard. Final words about Brendan Armstrong, Mr. Daniel Kelly.
Well, you bring up a lot of good points, Mr. Turner, here about left-handed quarterbacks and also about Brendan Armstrong. I'm very encouraged. I did not know that, to put that together until you were just talking about it with Tony Elliott coming over from Clemson. I think we're going to continue to see improvement from him this season. Also, he'll refine him a little bit more, especially since he's worked at Clemson with a Deshaun Watson, with a Trevor Lawrence. I think you're going to see even more improvement and more polish and more pro readiness from Brendan Armstrong this year. That's what I'm anticipating, is someone who scouts these players. Listen, my NFL mentor taught me, if you have a quarterback, you have a chance. I think this is a guy that you have to look at to bring in as your number two guy and let him kind of build and mature into that starting role. I'm very excited about what I've seen so far. And I kind of look, you see, when I watch Brendan Armstrong, I watch him a little bit differently than maybe almost all the evaluators in the country. I kind of look at where football is going, okay? And where football is going, if you watch a Mike LaFleur with the New York Jets, the offensive coordinator, who I'm very high on, who I wrote for an article on SI Jets, if you listen to the things that are going on with Kyle Shanahan and their practices lately about having, you know, multiple touches perhaps and lining up receivers in the backfield and this type of thing, football is going, if you look at it, study Kevin Kelly, who's one of the most innovative coaches in America, who's won many state championships in high school football, who personally told me that football is going to more of a rugby style of offense where there's multiple touches on a play. If you watch Virginia and Brendan Armstrong, that's what you see out of their offense, and you see Armstrong be able to run that type of offense with multiple touches very efficiently. This is going to be a young man who's very interesting and to me is one of the cutting edge players in the 2023 draft for those exact reasons. So yeah, I'm very high on him. I liked him. As you guys all know, either I love him or I don't. And Brendan Armstrong so far has passed my litmus test. And he's on my big board as my QB4 heading into the 2023 NFL draft.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you liked the video today, please come in and share. We surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. Special thanks to our producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen. To my man who brought us up, the best voice in all the world, Mr. Mark Bass. To the team at 100 Yards of Football, thank you. Yes, the final words about Brendan Armstrong, all I can say is that I go back to Peter Gabriel, Sledgehammer, tell me how you been. You could have a steam train if you just lay down your tracks. Mr. Armstrong finna lay some tracks on the Tony Elliott. I guarantee you that. I'm Vincent Turner along with Daniel Kelly of 100 Yards of Football. Y'all be blessed today.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.